Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to episode number 44 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we have a look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing to. Last week we did Dance Your Hole Off, and that was with John Edward Nolan, who is a pro dancer from Dancing with the Stars, and he told us all about his life and how he's coping with his dance school Exquisite on Zoom, and that was fascinating. And this week we are speaking to Christine Higgins. And if you want to find out more about Christine, you go to Instagram Spiritual Wellness Coaching. Now, she's exactly what we need this week, because this week's episode is called Boost Your Hole. And I have hit a wall, I have to be honest. Nearly actually did hit a wall today. I drove the wrong way down a one-way street. I put a dribble of petrol in my diesel car, so I really do not know what I'm doing. I nearly bought bubble wrap to entertain myself, but I resorted to another 1,000 piece jigsaw. I'm busy enough, but it's just this boredom that is spreading across the globe. And also, I feel everyone's got a bit feral. Like, I did a walk the other night with a girl who's, you know, she's about my age. Okay, she's a woman, but she's a lady, and she farted like an elephant. And I was just going, we're all gone feral. Like, I haven't been to a hairdresser since 2019. I've given up my eyebrows. You know, I haven't dyed them in ages. I've two hairs on my chin, and I'm tempted to leave them there because I can twirl them, leave them there, do you know? I was swimming the other day and I just took me togs off after and stood there with me boobs and bits hanging out. And I heard afterwards there was a fella taking pictures, some dirty old man taking pictures down. Now, I presume it wasn't me. He was probably taking pictures of more shapely figures, but he had to be removed. But anyway, if you're out there and you have my pictures, I don't know, delete them, I presume. GDPR. Anyway, now we're going to speak to Christine Higgins. She is a woman I've tracked down because she's a spiritual wellness coach, and yeah, I let her do the talking because she knows her stuff and she will give you a boost. So enjoy this 20 minutes.
Well, hello, Christine Pinston Higgins, or Christine Higgins?
Yeah. Christine Higgins.
Christine Higgins, right. And there's actually something dirty on my screen there. You had red lipstick on one side of your face, but it was actually... thank you for taking my call. We haven't named this episode yet, but me personally, I want to call it Save Our Souls or Save Our Holes, because I am desperate and everyone I meet, relatives, friends, are just in a pit of darkness in this lockdown in February. And I'm basically using you now and leeching you over the next 20 minutes to please, please give us some guidance from your spiritual and wellness coaching. Now, I get a bit peed off with people talking about, oh, you know, floaty happy and clouds and, you know, go for your swim, which I do. Do your yoga, which I do. Just breathe, which I do. But I'm still getting down. But I read about you and I heard that basically you are a spiritual wellness coach. So on Instagram, it's Spiritual Wellness Coaching, but also you've lived. So you were a young mum and now you've four kids in total. So you have a 20-year-old and I think a 6, 8, 10-year-old. You have worked everywhere from owning your own business in the film industry, and you worked in Tesco years ago. You worked in universities with people, and now you've come to this place in life. So how did you become a spiritual wellness coach?
Well, I've always been interested in mental health and well-being, particularly from my experience as a child. My dad suffered from mild depression and schizophrenia. So I had a front row speech to mental health issues and how it affects the family. So then I'm always interested in minding your mind, and I decided to go into coaching, particularly in well-being coaching. And throughout the years, I've also suffered up and down with my mental health as well. So I completely understand where people are getting to the stage where they're feeling down now. Like, it is a third lockdown. Everyone's fed up, you know. So then I also found yoga as well. And it's a particular style of yin yoga, which we always spend all our time running around doing the yang, which is like keep fit classes, running. We've been told to keep up the walking. Like, there's a lot of people doing the 100K challenge every month. But when do we find the time to do the yin? And the yin is the time when we stop. We become still. And we stay in certain poses for anything from 3 minutes up to 20 minutes. And we just stay still. We don't think. And we just connect to our breath.
So, sorry, is that like you're with your phone all day? You go off to bed, you stick it in, and you recharge the phone, and the phone goes, thank God that wagon's gone off to bed for 8 hours and I'll get to boost my batteries. So that type of yoga then, is it recharging your energy and your chi and all that malarkey?
Absolutely. It's really, like, a lot of people suffer with their joints, and it's yin yoga concentrates on fascia, which is the membrane around your connective tissue, your joints and your bones. So we'll say if you see a weightlifter, and you know the way they're really muscly, but they're also quite stiff. You can see them walking around, you know. Their fascia has completely frozen over the muscles. So they don't have that connective tissue, like elasticity in their bodies. It's not working anymore. So they're not checking in with the yin of their body, the balance. So that's my role, you know, is to show people how to bring yin yoga into their life.
Wow.
And also, yeah. So it's really good. So on Instagram, I'm doing an Instagram live on Tuesday mornings at 7:45 for people to experience it for free.
So free yoga during lockdown on Instagram live, spiritual_wellness_coaching.
Yeah.
Which mornings a week?
Tuesday mornings and Thursday.
What time again?
7:45.
7:45, 7:45. Okay, so just throw yourself out of bed and click on the
roll phone. Out of bed, onto the floor. And then start stretching. You see, your body has to be cold, and doing it in the morning time is the ideal time to do yin yoga, because you haven't moved any of your muscles. No heat in your body.
Okay.
So rolling out of bed, onto your mat, putting on Instagram, and I will talk through. It's only a 30-minute class, because I don't take up most of your day, just to give you a taste of it. Eventually, then, you know, I will offer the yang side of yoga as well. But I just think right now, everyone is fed up. Everyone's tired of these lockdowns. You know, your mental health is suffering. I just want to give a little bit back and to make people just be still. Because I think a lot of us are sitting at home and we are on our screens a hell of a lot more, between Zoom calls, between social media, to then Seesaw app for school, which is driving me absolutely around the bend. And when do we have the time to actually be still for 30 minutes in the day?
Okay. And you don't mean like be still, just sitting on your hole. It's to be actually still and present and doing something for yourself. Yeah. Okay.
And it's getting out of your head and into your body and into poses that equally are doing so much work, like for your joints. You have like certain issues with your knees.
Everyone has an issue. And the thing is, to be honest with you, I'd be after turning you off now at this stage, only that I know that you are, I'd be going, sure, what does she know about how busy I am? That old wagon. But I know you're busier than me because you're running a business and you have 4 kids and my kids are older so they can manage themselves. You've younger kids that need homeschooling. So you're not pulling this out your arse and you've tried everything. Like, what did you do when your relationship with your dad broke down, say when he had mental issues? What age were you when you noticed, oh, this relationship isn't great, he's in major trouble?
Well, it would have been, so we started seeing, you know, that there was just certain things that you sort of stopped and noticed. So I was really about 12 when I first started noticing. But then when I was around 15, 16, he was up on the roof, fixing the roof one day, and he fell off it. But I never got such a shock in life because he was so startled and so out of it. We brought him to hospital and he said to me that a black demon pushed me off the roof. And we were like, what? you know, and it was the 90s. In the 90s, nobody talked about mental health. It was brushed under the carpet. You know, we'd nowhere to go and we had no one to talk to. And, you know, nowadays mental health is being talked about and well-being, but there's still a bit of a stigma and a bit of shame around when it comes and hits you, like within your family. And that's why I decided to do the coaching as well, and particularly hone in on the well-being and mental health area.
We knew of a man who committed suicide in the 90s, and I remember saying to my family, oh, you know, Jesus, such and such killed himself, didn't he? And they were like, no, he died. And I said, I know he died, but he committed suicide. He died. And I was like, but he took his own life. And they're going, he died.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I think it comes from a religious thing of back, I don't know, I think it was frowned upon.
Yeah, the Catholic Church got to answer.
So depression was another one. That was another one that just wasn't regarded.
No.
So did your dad get any support then because of the times?
He did later on in life, but at that stage, the family had sort of broken down. So I didn't see my father for years. But then towards the end, he died in 2013. Towards the end, we would meet every like couple of months. But it was just very sort of upsetting because as a child at 12, 13 years of age, realizing that your dad is not the dad that as a daughter should like have, you know, your dad's there to protect you. He's there to fight your corner. He's there to pick you up when you fall, you know, and then to be like 12, 13 and he is there, but he's not. And that was very hard for me. And, you know, that caused a lot of, well, my teenage years of acting out and being that black sheep of the family because there was no support, you know, and that's why I want to move into this area to offer support to families, to people. You know, there's a lot of families there that mental health has knocked on their door, you know, from a wife having to deal with a husband and suffering from a mental health issue, from parents looking after their child who has an eating disorder. You know, how do we put the coping mechanisms in place for the support network around the person suffering from mental health?
Because every parent does a shit job. Like, I've never heard a kid going, my mother, my father did it perfectly. Like, they got it right. They were textbook. So even though your dad was absent, he wasn't able. You know, faraway hills are green as well. I always found, I thought my parents were normal. And then I went to other people's houses and was like, oh no, my parents are crazy. And but then years later, I kind of go, oh, now I'm always giving out about my parents, but I realized they did the best they could and they're brilliant actually comparing to other, like it's all.
Oh, absolutely. Like, as I moved into the wellness space, you know, I've completely like forgiven my dad and my dad's completely forgiven me, you know, like I know deep down he loved me, but he just couldn't be a father to me when he was walking this earth. You know, and
with your spiritual work, can you ever connect with him? Have you ever had?
I went to a medium 5 weeks after he died, and she did say that he has come in and just literally saying, I'm so sorry, I couldn't be a dad to him alive. You know, and it was a very emotional experience, and it was what gave me peace, you know. And they did say, you'll want for nothing for the rest of your life. Your dad will be moving mountains for you beyond the spirit world. And so I hold on to that, you know, because that's what keeps me going and that's what drives me and motivates me because I know I'm not on my own.
That is so lovely, Christine. Christine, that is just absolutely beautiful because you're not even halfway through your life yet, like, and you've got this angel minding you, and that's not being too. I do believe that this shitty world is just too shitty for a lot of people, and that just. Yeah. I'm good at mind over matter and stuff, but freaking hell, man! There's days we just go, why do we keep going? How do we keep going? And there's something in us that just does. That's the struggle. But I see so many people, you just go, this land is too tough. This planet's too tough for you.
Yeah. Do you notice though, right, that if you have a particular issue, as a challenge, as I call it, right, that comes up and keeps coming up time and time again.
Okay.
It could be you're like stuck in toxic relationships. You know, you're the people that you thought you were your support aren't. And you just see the same thing is reoccurring every couple of years. And you're like, am I supposed to learn something from this? You know, and I don't believe you're going to get past that challenge until you actually develop self-awareness, you know, develop your personal development and learn from that challenge.
Okay, well then I need to grow a pair of testicles. Like, I'm feisty and all that and whatever, but I'm a bit of a doormat at times. I'm not great with confrontation. I find confrontation makes me feel bad, and confrontation doesn't help, but being a limp biscuit doesn't help either. So I can't find the happy medium.
So if you're in a coaching session, maybe look at your core values and your self-limiting beliefs, because it's all connected. It's your self-worth and your self-esteem, and it's building those areas to be able to say, do you know what? Let's put the boundaries up a little bit here with people that are a bit toxic in your life. You know deep down they're toxic, but you're just in this thing of, well, this is what I deserve. This is my life. I have to stay here. Well, it's not, you know, you don't have to stay in a situation that you're not happy with, or, you know, it's always in your gut. Your gut, if you feel something is in your gut and you're like, no, the truth is in your gut. Your whole being is telling you. That's what happens with anxiety. Your body goes into fight or flight mode when it's not living true to its core values. When you aren't living to your core values, you get the fight or flight modes. And that's when anxiety starts coming up. People are like, oh my God, I feel rattled. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what I'm doing here, you know, but it's actually your gut, it's your body telling you, this isn't good for you. We need to look at this and deal with it.
Okay, so the extreme version then is it leads into panic attacks. But then if you've your yoga or your sea swimming or you're walking or you're talking to your friends, that'll bring you down a notch, but you'll keep on seesawing up and down and hitting that until you deal with it, is it?
Yeah. So like, you know, like when you're looking at yoga, you're doing your sea swimming. I'm just doing my examples, what keeps me calm. But you start to become a bit more grounded and you start developing your self-awareness and start seeing the triggers. You know, and then when you start noticing the triggers, you're like, oh, okay, there's another trigger. And this is what I look at as a challenge. And you're like, okay, so how do I overcome this trigger? What can I do? Because the only thing you can control is yourself. You can't control the other person. You can't control anything. You can only control your behavior, you. And that's where I come in at my coaching sessions, to find you, your authentic self, the one that you should be living to, the rules, the boundaries, everything that is inside you.
Oh my God, I think there's going to be a queue of people who need your help, and not just to get through COVID, but.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How is business at the moment? Are people doing online coaching with you?
Yeah, I'm doing online coaching via Zoom. And I'm also, like, I do the yoga classes. So the Insta Live are on Tuesday and Thursday mornings. And then I'm going to start rolling out yoga classes online on Zoom. And then also the coaching. Like, I love the clients that contact me, like seeing their transformation. You know, we can either do like a 4-week program or a 6-week program. It depends. I offer a free 30-minute consultation. So if anyone is listening and doesn't know what coaches for them, or just wants to investigate it a little bit more, feel free to contact me, because I do a 30-minute free consultation. And equally, I have to see is whether you need coaching or you need counseling. And I'm not a therapist, I'm a coach. So therapy looks at going backwards on your childhood. Coaching is looking at the present moment and moving you forward, projecting you forward, overcoming challenges.
Okay, so therapy is digging up the past. Coaching is facing the future. And then Mentor, which is another one that I get confused with, that's seeing someone who's done it and aspiring to that or following in their steps.
Yeah, so I do the mentoring as well. So I have a lot of experience, as we've spoken about. So it's not that I tell the person what to do. I say, this is what I did. You may be able to take something from it. And this is what happened. This is the outcome. It is totally up to you, because at the end of the day, the client has the answers inside them. I'm just there to empower them to move forward in their life and to make the changes that they need to make.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You just seem so grounded. Like, are you having down days at the moment?
Yes, I am certainly by no means perfect. I have my down days. I have, as you said, 4 kids and we're all in the house. And my husband is still working. So he leaves at 6:30 in the morning and he's gone till 6:30. So I have gone from working my own business and also working still a little bit in the university, minding 4 kids, homeschooling 4 kids. And we just got a puppy. We got one of the lockdown puppies. Just to throw it in, you know. Another thing is to mix. Yeah, it's challenging at times, I'm not going to lie. But then I also try to see the good things that have come out of COVID. You know, there's more time with the family and there's time to actually stop. Like, COVID has caused a lot of people to put the brakes on. Because I did feel before COVID, the whole world was running on a high frequency. Like, we are all stressed out bunnies running around. You know, did you feel that noise? And it was just...
Even the stupid thing of, you know, with your kids and their extracurricular activities and they have to do this and they're doing that. And, oh, is she not playing an instrument? Oh, she does no sport. Oh, really? And he does, like, now they've close on nothing, most of them, which isn't good either. No, but no, it's making us realize like this is grim. But there's definitely a middle ground between where we were maniacally and where we are.
Well, definitely. This is like, you know, this stop, the stillness at this moment in time. But I do agree, we probably won't go back to what it was like, and I hope we don't. But I do think we need balance in our life. And that's why I'm bringing the yin into your yang life.
Okay. And just say someone who's not coming to you at the moment with, they're going, look, I don't need coaching, but I'm hitting a wall right now. You don't have a couple of tips just for the next few weeks per lockdown? Or is it the normal stuff, the yoga, the breathing, the whatever?
Do you know what? One tip I would say is go out into your back garden or anywhere where there's like grass. When you're feeling like you're actually going to self-combust, your brain, everything's in your brain, and you're just like, oh my God, I've had enough of it. You know, if you've done the seesaw with the kids, the app, and that app sends you over the edge. Go out into your garden, take off your shoes, and just walk around in that grass. That impact alone is grounding you, is bringing you back to you. You can walk around with a cup of coffee in your hand and have a little coffee and start looking around. Notice, oh my God, look at that sky. It's lovely. You know, oh, look at the colours in the sky. Like last night, there was an amazing sky. Did you see it?
Yeah. And I do think even the most cynical wankers out there, like, because I would have had a cynical old miserable go-to gear. But it's been proven that if you go and spend time with nature, we are one and there is energy. There is energy, like whether you go, that's a lot of shit, man. Like, my dad had 5 daughters and a crazy wife. He's still alive. But I would always see him once a day. Like, instead of exploding in the house with 6 women, he would head to the farm or head to the field or head over. And you'd just see him heading off in the wellies and he'd come back a new man. So whether it was going over to the cattle or the foal or the whatever, and I don't know, maybe he was talking to a tree for all I know, but nature, he just, thank God he had that, or he would have, I don't know how he survived with
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it's free, you know. It's funny because when I notice the kids are starting to start losing each other, like they start arguing and they're losing the plot, and it's obviously been a full day, you know, at home, I'm always like, right, it's time to go out and hug a tree. And we're like, what? And they're like, no, everybody out. You know, and they think I'm cracked. You know, I have crystals around the house and they're just like, what? But they're interested in it. You know what I mean? And like, when I do say, come on, grow up and go to a tree, or listen to the sea, we're at the beach, you know, it's trying to notice, it's being mindful in what you're doing. It's the time to stop and be more self-aware of your surroundings and taking in the beauty of the world. Like, there's still beauty there.
Yeah.
But also, in terms of like your thinking pattern, you know, there's what we call automated negative thinking. It's called ANTS, And so what you'll notice that you'll always be down, you know, you're thinking you're down and you've got really negative thoughts coming in your head. So what I always advise is for every negative thought you have, you flip it on its head and put in three positives after it.
Okay.
Three positive thoughts.
That's a great tip for everyone. So, right. So we have to stop ourselves in our tracks. And it's the same with kids if they're fighting, if they get distracted, if you go, oh, just look at the bird, see the bird. Like for young kids, older ones, yeah, go, oh, yeah, I'm not following.
Whatever,
but yeah. Okay. So when I'm going, oh, I'm an ugly cow, I'm useless, I'm going nowhere. Why am I even, like today I was doing a project for a new play with an amazing woman, like on a Zoom call. And I had to get this thought constantly out of the back of my head going, but sure, the theatres aren't open. They may never be open, and we could all be dead. Why are you doing this? Why are you wasting your time? And like, yet I had to go, no, and you love this woman. You love this creativity and there is hope. Yeah, it's to hammer down Mr. Negatron, isn't it?
It's also to be aware. So your thoughts aren't part of you. They're completely separate in your brain. They're just there for distractions. And like some people have a thought and they just latch onto it and think that's what I really think. But it's not. It's being aware of your process and detaching yourself away from your thoughts and decide, you know what, that thought's not really good for me right now. And what I do is picture it going onto a cloud and let me float away. You're not holding on to it. You're letting it go.
Okay. And then there is that thing as well, if the thought keeps coming back and getting stronger, you can follow it up with actions and it becomes reality.
Yeah.
If you're too miserable and too attached to that false thought or whatever, or is that correct? Is that kind of,
yeah, like it's just if you let all the negative and the doom and gloom get in on you, like you will just automatically assume that's me, you know, and this is the way I feel and this is the way I should feel, and you know it's very hard to get out of it. So it's stopping yourself it's being an inner critic to your own thoughts.
Yeah,
you know, say if you say Mary down the road, she's blanking me, what have I done wrong? And you're going, hold on a minute. Mary's down the road and is in her own little world and not even thinking of me.
Mary down the road didn't even see you when she was passing you, because actually her sight isn't great anymore. And you know what? She was coming down with COVID, so she was running home. Do you know what? She had runs that day. She was about to shit herself. So, do you know, like, there's so many reasons why Mary walked past you.
Exactly. And a lot of clients that come to me and they're like, you know, and they're very about toxic relationships and, you know, if people don't make them feel good, you know, and you're just going, well, hold on, they might not even be thinking of you. None of us think the same.
Totally. And then another one I like is to remove myself from the situation. Just go, if something's getting out of hand, you're like, yeah. Hang on, I have to go. So I'll just ring you back in 2 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever, and ring them back. And suddenly they've calmed down or they're.
Yeah. That's putting up boundaries. You know, it's being able to be aware of how, say, a certain person makes you feel. And you're like, okay, hold on, I've had enough. Bring it back in a few minutes. Turn the phone. Let them have a little time to themselves. You're putting up the boundaries because you don't want to be sucked into that. And then when you ring back again, it's a bit more calmer.
Oh, my God. Christine, thank you so much. I might get you on again in more normal times when we
can. Yeah, absolutely.
Because this was a real SOS, save our holes situation, which I was just going, I'd heard about you and someone recommended you, so I couldn't resist. And the time was right as well. I feel we all need a boost. So we just keep going and nature, nurture.
Hug a tree.
And tune into your free yoga classes for the next few weeks. No excuse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no excuse.
And the coaching is there. There's 30 minutes free coaching to begin.
Consultation. Yeah. Initial consultation. It's seeing how someone can just completely transform in front of your own eyes over a certain amount of weeks. Like, I'm awesome, you know, when I see them, you know, and I just love it.
Great.
Making though as well that, like, my experience with mental health with my dad, I've turned it on his head and I've learned something from it. I've become very self-aware and I have awareness of mental health issues. So being able to help someone then means that my experience wasn't in vain.
I was about to say that about your dad, the fact that you turned that around and it's now a gift that you have for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Little helper. That's just so special. Okay. Thank you, Christine. Over and out.
Thank you.
Excellent. What a lady. And you get your 30 minutes free consultation or you get free yoga classes there if you go onto Instagram. And I missed the one on Tuesday morning because I didn't get up at 7:45, but I was able to catch it later on her Instagram on the GMTV kind of thing. So it's there as well if you want to get it there. Yeah, I need to grow balls. I used to call them Lee Rody Moore in Irish, is big balls. So I'll let you know anyway if I start growing a pair of Lee Rody Moore. And black demons on the roof, that is fascinating. Like, well, not fascinating, but freaky that her dad had those mental problems and, yeah, encountered that on top of a roof at some point in a decade where no one would listen. So thoroughly enjoyed that interview. Thank you very much, Christine Higgins. And next week we will, I don't know, I'm hoping to find a death doula. I heard there's one about, so if I don't manage to convince her to do an interview with me, we'll do something else. We'll go out and talk to people. I did get thrown out of a car park of a supermarket recently for talking to people. They thought I was harassing them, but I wasn't, I swear. Anyway, if you enjoyed the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't enjoy the episode, shut your hole and do give it an old subscribe. Subscribe, that's apparently what helps me. And also just forward a link of it to your friend that you maybe two or three friends that you think might enjoy one of the episodes, whether it's about their itchy hole or their, I don't know, moany hole or something. Okay, thanks a million. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.